Thanks for joining us today. Our church exists to give everyone, everywhere, every reason to know Jesus. You can learn more by connecting with us on Facebook at Journey Fellowship Denton. Thanks again for joining us and enjoy today's message.
After I sat down. You know, when I first got saved, I was 19 years old. And I was in a church that didn't believe in the Holy Spirit, didn't believe in teaching. And the number one thing that they enjoyed was after the preaching, go out and having a smoke break. And this was the style. And so I lived in the flesh 100% in that church for close to 19 years. And when I married Rebecca, I mean to tell you, the Holy Spirit just came up on me and started asking me questions, and I started asking the Holy Spirit questions. And the number one thing that was so difficult for me to understand was, who was I in the Lord? You know, and the Lord just kept telling me that I was a temple for the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but I didn't understand it. And then one day, you know, this building in Oklahoma City was blown up. And Rebecca and I, we had a meeting at this building. And we had an appointment at 9 o'clock. And that's exactly when the building blew up, at 9 o'clock the next morning. And at nighttime, Rebecca, she went and hollered at me, and she said, Denzel, she said, the Lord spoke to me and said for us not to go to that place where you're going to take your father's, take your mother and you and your daughter and Rebecca and you to get Social Security for her mother. And said, you can't go until you call on the telephone at 9 o'clock. And the Lord never had spoke to me before and give me a message like that. And it was difficult for me to believe that God would speak to her and she would be obedient. And I was out the next morning in the car honking and carrying on and trying to get her to get in the car because I had discipline. I didn't want to be late. And she come out, and she done everything but kick me. And she told me to be quiet and come back in the house. And when I was in there, she called this place in the government building. And it was the lady that answered the phone. That building blew up at exactly when she called at 9 o'clock. And that lady that was on the phone, it was the second floor. She was the only one that lived on that floor. And after that, I fell on my face. I wept and I cried. And I said, Lord, why can't you teach me how to hear from you? And he told me, he said, it's because you're full of pride. He said, you're wanting to hear me so you can brag about it. And I wept and I cried again. But after that happened, I'm telling you, every time that I would have that desire in my heart to understand who God was, why he would just flash those scriptures to me, he'd say, Colossians 1:13, he said, when you repented, why, you were translated out of the darkness into light, into the Lord Jesus Christ, one with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he said, the only way that you got to come in is because of Colossians 3:3, is because your body, your flesh and blood is dead to the leadership of the flesh. And he said, you have to learn how to quit following the natural mind and learn how to walk in the Spirit. And I thought I understood, you know, because I kept reading where it said, if you want to, if you want to not let the flesh lead you, you have to walk in the Spirit. You have to repent continually in the Spirit. And one day when I went to Mexico, I'll never forget this because this changed my life. I was walking down this from my house downtown. Scott knows where we live and how far it is downtown. It's about a mile and a half. And every morning I would walk there. And one day I was walking and I said, Lord, I want to walk in the Spirit. And he said, well, you don't know it, but you're already in the Spirit. And all of a sudden, something just stepped out of me. And I felt that I looked over and saw that shadow. And it was my height. And that shadow just reached and took hold of my hand. And I said, who are you? And he said, who are you? And I mean, I got nervous. And then I said, how tall are you? And he said, how tall are you? See, I was still thinking in the flesh. And then all of a sudden, I said, really and truly, who are you? He said, some people call me the Holy Spirit, some people call me Jesus, and some people call me Denzel Hood. And he went, whew, came right back into me. And man, from that time on, I learned how to walk in the Spirit. I learned, I can feel the glory of God up on me right now. I learned how to think in the Spirit. And from that moment on, God could give me something. He doesn't speak to me here. He speaks here. And he gives me things in my mind, and I can speak it, and the glory of God will happen because of my faith, just believing it. And everything that Rebecca and I have accomplished in Mexico is because we're united like this, and we think together. And I don't care if it's money or what it is, health, anything that we desire, we look at God for the answer rather than man on earth. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I would like to thank Pastor Scott for the great privilege to be here in this church. And also tell you that he is the president of Amigos de Fe International. And several pastors and businessmen are our coverture. And we are delighted to have him as our president. And also for many years, he has gone to Mexico City and preached. And last time he came, he preached in Spanish last year in September, I think. And also, he loves the culture. He has a big heart for Mexico. And I just praise God for him. Give him a hand to the Lord for his life, and because the work that he does in Mexico. And I'm just going to tell you a little bit of my testimony, a little bit of my story, and then the call that God gave us to the mission field. And I was born in a Christian home, and my parents were missionaries first in Central America in Panama. They were my grandfather was the overseer of Churches of God in Panama and the founder of the Churches of God. But my mom was born in the Assemblies of God. And I was born in between. I was born in between, and I have many people to tell me this little girl will minister to thousands of people. And I just grew up loving the Lord, knowing God. At 5 years old, I can talk to God. But you know that the enemy comes to the to the house of the Lord to kill, to destroy, and to steal. And the will of God is that we develop in the calling that God has given us to do. Every one of us has a gift. Every one of us are called, not just the pastor that is in this church, but you are called to with him to fulfill God's plan in this church. You know, God didn't put you in this church to be sitting here for 20 years without doing nothing. I'm sorry, that came from the Holy Ghost. God wants you to get up and do something that he has set up in your heart to do. Well, I was growing up, and as I grew up in the missions, per se, my parents lived by faith, and we saw great miracles from God. One time, we didn't have anything to eat in the house. And I remember that one lady from Texas was sending $100 a month, and we were seven kids and my parents. And I remember, because I learned a lot from that lesson. We were in a great need. We all the groceries were gone, and we only had crackers. Salting crackers. We didn't have no coffee, no tea, nothing, only crackers. And my dad got us together, and we pray, and we said, Lord, thank you, because you are the one that supplies our every need. My God will supply every need according to his riches and glory. Ephesians 4:19. God is a provider. He wants to provide whatever is your need. He loves you, and he wants the best for you. But he wants you to get closer to him. He wants you to exercise your faith. The Bible says, have faith in God. And what is going to save you is faith in God. Doesn't matter what is the circumstances. Doesn't matter what is the problem. Like the pastor said, the devil is under our feet. We're going to go on. We're going to have victory. But you cannot have victory without a problem. You cannot have victory without a battle. That after a battle comes a victory. And that is victory in the name of Jesus. Because the name of Jesus is the name that is above all names. And the Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Why don't you say this afternoon? Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord over my family. Jesus Christ is Lord over my children. Jesus Christ is Lord over my home, my business, my place of work, my school. Jesus Christ is Lord. Because we walk in the will of God. We walk in the perfect will of God. We don't walk because what we see or what we hear. We walk in Jesus, and he has that answer for us. Well, I want to tell you that I was a Jonah running away from a calling. I am a teacher, and I study in OU in Central, Central State Oklahoma University. I got a master's degree. I was getting a doctor's degree. I was 1 year away from the doctors when we were called to the ministry. I finished a doctor's degree through a Bible school, and I just thank God that he is with us. When I was 15 years old, because I grew up in a church where the Holy Spirit was moving, and I was a little girl, and I was developing a language of speaking in a heavenly language. But when I was 15, I was kind of wondering if that was true. I was wondering if God really moved that way. I was wondering if I just made up those words. And when I was 15, there was a seminar going in the church that I was attending. And the seminar was about the Holy Spirit. And I invited my friends, because I was a soul winner since I was a little girl. Since 80 years old, I had a class in my house for 7 years teaching kids every Saturday, the Bible. And so 15 years old, you get to think, what about if I didn't receive the baptism and the Holy Spirit? And I went to this seminar. And in this seminar, they were teaching on the Holy Spirit. And I have invited my friends. And I had a lot of friends in there. And the seminar ended with an invitation to come to the front. And I was wondering if I should go to the front or not. I said, what is going to happen to me? What about if I fell on the floor? Or what about if I go dancing like crazy, you know, like so many people do all over the church? And I said, what are my friends going to say? And I was kind of worried about my friends because they were there. But suddenly, God began to speak to my mind, and he said, do you want it all that I have for you, or you don't? And I said, I want everything that you have for me. And I ran to the front. I forgot about my friends. I forgot about what they were going to say. And I said, heck with it. I mean, if they don't want, I'm sorry about the expression, if they don't want... If they don't want to, I mean, I want everything that God has for me. Every time that you think about the Holy Spirit, he has something for you. But the devil is going to come and he's going to tell you that it's not real, that it's not true, that what the people is going to say about you. And I said, devil, I don't care what the people say about me. I went to the front and I want to tell you that when I got to the front, I didn't know what happened to me. What I know is that I went to the floor, and I was on the floor for a long time. But while I was in the floor, God opened the heavens, and I could see how Jesus had people lined up that were coming to the eternity, and how their clothings were washed in the blood of the Lamb. And I saw him hanging, giving them new tunics, new clothing. There was white. There was white as snow. I didn't want to come back to the earth. I was in there amazed. And the presence of God was in that place. When you are in the presence of God, you don't care about the presence on earth. Because the presence of God is a precious place where the Lord is, where he is in control, where he is in there to supply your every need. And you don't have to worry about anything. But I remember that they carried me out. That when I woke up, they were carrying me out because I couldn't walk on my own. I was drunk in the spirit. I never have experienced getting drunk in wine. Probably I taste wine one time with my honeymoon, you know. But I want to tell you this. I have to confess this. The power of the Holy Spirit is the best wine that you can drink. That wine will not give you a headache. That wine will not give you, you know, any sickness, but the wine of the Holy Spirit will change you, will transform you, will make you a different person, because the love of God comes on you and you're willing to love everybody and anybody. Everybody looks different. Everybody looks like a special person, because when the Holy Spirit comes to you, the love of God is poured onto your life and you're willing to do things that you never have done before. The Holy Spirit gives you boldness. The Holy Spirit gives you all the boldness to speak the word of God. If you want to speak the word of God, if you want to give your testimony, if you want to be able at least to get at the front of somebody and say, look what it happened to me. That's what is going to happen. Maybe some of you were from the old school, when you were filled with the Holy Spirit. But today you need a new cup. You need to drink that new wine that will refresh you, that will change you, that will transform you, that will make you be the person that God wants you to be. My mom had a grocery store when we were kids. We knew all the community. And there was a family that would come to our grocery store to ask for the crumbs of the bread because they were real poor. And my mom every day saved the leftover bread for that family. And that family will come, but one of the members of that family will scare me all the time. He was a handicap, but he knew that I was afraid of him. He will come, and I will be sweeping outside the porch in the sidewalk, and he will come, and I will get so scared of him. And I try to run him away with my broom. Because I feel like he was a threat to me. I said, get away. Go away from me. Don't touch me. Go. And he knew that he was a threat to me. But when I received the Holy Spirit, it was a change in me. Because I believed that I was sweeping, but I was in the air. I was not a witch, okay? I was sweeping, and I felt like I was in the clouds. I have this joy in my heart. I have this contentment in my heart. And I feel how God had poured a love on me, that when that guy came to try to, you know, he tried to bother me, I said, God bless you. Love you. See, the love of God will come even with people. The people that you don't like, you start liking it. The people that maybe not on your way, you will start wanting to talk to those people. Because the Holy Spirit changes you totally. So that was an experience that I will never forget. And since then, I have asked for the Holy Spirit to come to my life, to lead me, to guide me. And I want to tell you, it hasn't been easy. 27 years in the mission field. When we got there, we didn't have a church. We didn't have nothing. We just went by faith. See, faith is see the things that are not like they were. There were, okay? That's faith. You don't see it, but I see that big church. You don't have it, but I see it in the spirit. We don't have the land. We don't have the building, but everything, we see it in the spirit, because that's the way that God wants us to learn to do. You don't have you have a need, but you don't have it. But in the spirit, the Lord says you have it. In the spirit, you said, I'm going to reach for that healing. I'm reaching for that I need. And I know God is going to give it to me, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. God is to your favor. It's not against you. God loves you and wants the best for you. So this is the time to get closer to the Lord. This is the time to believe in a God that can do everything and anything. When we got to Mexico, I remember we just had our savings and our... I got my teacher's retirement, whatever I got for the years that I work. And we invested in the kingdom. We invested in the kingdom of God. When you invest in the kingdom of God, you will always get more. If you invest in the kingdom of God, well, God will repay you more. You have to believe it. Amen. And you have to act on it. Amen. And for 7 years, we worked in Mexico. And then 9 years, through a business that we got into, to be able to be supported in the mission field. But I never forget how we started. I never forget my children, Jonathan and Denise. They were 7 and 8 years old. Denise, I'm not going to say how old are you, but... But we went to the... As we will rest them like clowns, and we did schools for children. And that's how we started, inviting in the streets. We did not got people from another church. There is a lot of people without God and without hope. There is a lot of people around you that are expecting you to share with them about the Lord. And our children will help us to minister to the children. And that's the way, like the parents wanted to see where the children were going. So they came and received Jesus as the Lord and their Savior. And we started in a house that didn't have no floors, dirt floors. So when God calls you, He's going to let you know. He's going to see if you really came for the call or you came for a different reason. God is going to prove you. When He calls you, He equips you. When He calls you, He will supply your every need. And even in this church, God will supply your every need. The way that you sow for the Lord, He will be with you every day. Hallelujah. God is good. We started with a tent, a year in a tent. In the bad weather, we didn't have air conditioning, we didn't have heater, we didn't have bathrooms in the first year. We had just drunks, he said. We just had faith in God. And we answered to a call, go through all the world and preach the gospel. And you said, I am not a preacher. Yes, but you are the son of the living God. And if you are a son of the living God, you're going to share with the people that is around you. Maybe you have your dream of sharing the gospel has died. Nobody has told me this. But it happens in our lives. That maybe we start the way of the calling with a big seal. But it's not how we start, but it is how we finish the call. So I don't know where you are. I don't know where you are, but God knows where you are. And He put a vision in your heart, and He has brought you to this church to unite with the vision of the pastor, to follow with him, and to accomplish great things from the kingdom of God. God didn't call you for you to throw the towel in. God called you so you can give glory to Him through your obedience, through your faith, through your faithfulness. God called you, and the calling of God cannot be rejected. Oriba, God loves you. God loves this pastor. God loves this church. But it's time that these churches start working together. You know what I know it? Because I see it in our own church. Suddenly the devil comes in to kill, destroy, and deceive. But God says, I have come so you can have abundant life. And when you start working together in the same vision, God is going to raise you. And all Denton will know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord in this city. So I just want you to know that it's been miracle after miracle in our lives. 27 years this year in Mexico. And now I will tell you this, God will never leave us and forsake us. He is with us every day of our lives. But we need to wake up and say, Lord, here I am. I'm going to finish strong. I'm going to do your perfect will. I want your perfect will in my life. I feel like I have a lot to say, but I feel that we need to close your eyes for a minute, wherever you are. And I know the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart. I know Jesus as my healer. When I was growing up and I was graduated as a teacher, that before my graduation, I went through pneumonia, and I was very sick, and I have to do my final test, and the doctor told me that I couldn't get out of my bed, but my parents have modeled Jesus to us. Our parents taught us the Word of God. Our parents, they prayed for us when we were sick. Our parents taught us there was power in the name of Jesus. Our parents brought us to Jesus. our parents taught us about God. And I bless my parents because they taught me the word. Even that the devil tried to deceive me and take me away from the Lord, God always wanted me to do something for his glory. And I remember at that age that I was sick. I had a high fever. The doctor said that I have some caves in my lungs. I don't know what that means. But I have some caves in the lungs, and I should not get up on my bed. I needed to take my test, or I will not graduate that year. And I remember that I said, Lord, you always have been my healer. You always been with me. And I believe in you. And I have seen your healing people. And I ask you to heal me. Lord, I don't want to miss my year of school. I want to take a test. I want to graduate. And I want to go on. And I don't know where I got strength, because I was really weak. But I raised up from the bed, and my mother said, the doctor said, you cannot get out of your bed. And and I said, Mother, you always have taught us healing. You have prayed for us when we were sick. I believe in a God of healing. I believe that he can heal me. When you are in that situation, you think about the different circumstances around you. You see the weakness, the pain. You feel the pain. But in that moment, I said, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed, and I'm getting out. And I'm getting up off the bed, and I'm putting my clothes on, and I'm going to go and take that test. And I know that God is going to help me. He's going to heal me. He's going to make me graduate this year. And I did. My mom said, you cannot get out of bed. The doctor said not to get out of bed. But you have to act in faith. You have to give it the first step, and God will give the second step. And I got up, and I still wasn't feeling good, but I gave my first step. And then I gave the other step, and God gave every step with me. I said, Mother, if my brother don't take me to the school, I'm going to take a taxi. I'm going. I'm going to take my test, and I'm going to pass that test. I couldn't even think, because the fever was so high. So my brother took me. He said, I don't know why you're doing this. And I said, by his stripes, I'm healed. He said, you should be in bed. By his stripes, I'm healed. You cannot take that test. You cannot even think. By his stripes, I'm healed. No, it doesn't matter what the devil tells you. By his stripes, you are healed. You tell him over and over and over and over and over and over. When he took the test, I did not know what I wrote in that test. But by the grace of God, I passed the test and I graduated. When I came back to the house, I was totally healed by the power of God in Jesus' name. It doesn't matter what you're facing. It doesn't matter what the situation is, how hard it is. Greater is he. Greater is he. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There is a challenge this afternoon or this morning. And the challenge is, if you believe in him, you raise up and said, by his stripes I'm healed. My situation is in control. I know God lives. I'm expecting a miracle. God is with me. And I know he will supply every need according to his riches and glory. Whatever your situation is, it's God speaking to you. It's God telling you, raise up in the name of Jesus and declare your miracle right now. Right now, get up and say, I receive a miracle. Raise up and declare with your mouth what you need today. I don't know if your need is financial need, if it's moral, if you're expecting a son to come home, if you're expecting a miracle, a financial miracle, but you declare one and
20 and 100 times that you received the miracle in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I didn't finish the story when we worked with my parents, that we didn't have only crackers. We went to the mail, to the post office. And we received a box, and we thought it's a box of tracts because we were handing tracts every time we could. But it was 6 jars of peanut butter. And a letter of a lady that said, "Pastor Isaac, I'm writing you because when you came to our church, I was totally healed by the power of God. I threw all my medication. I flushed it in the toilet. I don't have to take medication. I'm healed. I'm whole." And now I became a part of the prayer warriors. And while I was praying, this may seem crazy to you, but the Lord told me, send Brother Isaac 6 jars of peanut butter. 6 jars of peanut butter. And I'm doing it in obedience. I don't know why am I sending you 6 jars of peanut butter. But I'm telling you, God is our supplier. When you believe in God, He will surprise you. Cuando tú crees en Dios, Él te va a sorprender. Él va a suplir esa necesidad que tú tienes, porque Él es mayor que tu necesidad. Él es mayor que cualquier situación que tú estés pasando. Para Él no hay ningún imposible. Solamente levántate y cree en Él. Raise up and believe in Him. He is the supplier. He is the giver. He is everything. He's my doctor. He's my lawyer. He's my everything. He is everything for me. And I love Him with all my heart, and I live for Him. Raise up your hands and worship Him. Just thank Him for that miracle. Thank Him. Say, dile, óyeme bien, Satanás. No tienes parte ni suerte en mi vida. Te vas de mi vida, te vas de mi familia, te vas de mi casa, te vas de todo lo que yo soy, porque yo soy un hijo de Dios, comprado y lavado con la sangre de Cristo. No tienes parte ni suerte. Fuera en el nombre de Jesús. Say, listen, Satan, you do not have any part in my life. And my family and my finances and everything that I touch, go away from my life in Jesus' name. Take authority in the name of Jesus. Take authority in the name of Jesus. You are a son of God. You are a son of the living God. He loves you. He loves you. You now talk to Satan and say, get away from me. Spirit of deceit. Spirit of deceit. Go in Jesus' name. Te vas en el nombre de Jesús. Te vas en el nombre de Jesús. Háblale. Speak to that spirit that has been discouraging you. That spirit that tells you, look what is happening to you. Don't go to church. Stop reading the Bible. Don't you ever believe in God anymore. That's the devil. Run him away. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you shall be my witness everywhere. You have power in the name of Jesus. Remember, you have power in the name of Jesus. Start talking. Empieza a hablarle al diablo. Tienes poder en el nombre de Jesús. Toma la autoridad que Dios te ha dado. Échalo fuera en el nombre de Jesús. In Jesus' name. Tell him, you're not going to bother me anymore. I know who I am. And I know who I believe in. I'm a child of the living God. I'm a child of the King. ¿Por cuánto tiempo el diablo te había engañado? ¿Por cuánto tiempo el diablo te había dicho que eres feo, que no vales nada, que no eres nadie? Levántate en el nombre de Jesús. Recuerda quién eres. Remember who you are. No dejes que te moleste ya. Levante las manos ahora y empiece a alabar a Dios. Raise up your hands. Worship Him. You are a new creature in Jesus. Dice, las cosas viejas pasaron y todas las cosas son hechas nuevas. All things passed away. The devil keeps telling you, oh, you did this and that in your past. Listen, people, we all have a past. I have a past, you have a past. But God so loved the world that He sent Jesus to erase that past. And that past is erased at the time that you came to the Lord. And you don't have to listen to the devil. Tell the devil, you are a defeated foe. There's some people, says the Holy Spirit, they need to come to the front and re-encounter with Jesus. Some of you, you need, you may say, I was totally discouraged. I have doubts. Just come running. Run here, because we're going to pray for you. The best place to be is the front. This is the best place to be, and your pastor is going to come here. This is the best place. Hallelujah. Because when you come here, hallelujah, everything changes. Everything changes. Pastor, el Señor te dice, te quiero. Nunca te he dejado. Nunca te he desamparado. Siempre he estado contigo. Aún en esos tiempos difíciles, yo he estado contigo. Te amo. Tú eres mi niña. Tú eres mi princesa. Dice el Señor, yo te conocí desde antes de la fundación del mundo. Y todas esas cosas que pasaron, mi sangre las ha borrado. Y yo ya no me acuerdo de ellas. Solo clama a mí. Clama a mí. Clama a mí, dice el Señor. Call unto me, says the Lord. Call unto me, and I will answer. Oh, hurria bakashe kandele bokova. Oh, entrégale todo. Entrégale todo, todo, todo. Hurri bakashika bababaranda. Entrégale todo. Entrégale. Oh. The Lord is here with you. The Lord wants you to know that you have gone through a lot of pain in your life. And sometimes you have asked yourself, why me? Why did these things happen to me? But the Lord says, you are like a flower. And I dress you up. And I take care of you. And I have carried you. Even in the difficult times that you thought that I wasn't there with you. But the Lord says, I'm ready to transform your life. You will never be the same person again. Because when you get out of this place, you will be transformed by my Holy Spirit. And my Holy Spirit comes upon you. Shiva reka mandala rabasana. Embrace Him. Embrace Him. Embrace Him. Forgive the people that you that have wrong. Don't you run. Before I can embrace you, the Lord says, forgive by name. Forgive by name those that I have done you wrong. I forgive. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. 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 Forgive. 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 Forgive, says the Lord. Forgive. Forgive. And you will be free. You will be total free. Rabba candelele bokoria baba baba sanda. We take every thought into captivity to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Just forgive. I need somebody to minister forgiveness.
Thanks for listening to this message. If you were blessed by this ministry, we want to encourage you to share it. And if you don't have a church home, come join us any Sunday at 10:30.